All right, it is 10 a.m. on September 16th, 2024. We will call to order the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers meeting. Move to roll call.
Aubrey Hinsgoh.
Present.
Rick Brunson.
Present.
Robert Aldridge.
Here.
Robert Brooks.
Here.
Sam Hall.
Here.
Jonathan Ingalls. Ray Richardson.
Here.
And Valerie Washington.
Here. Thank you. Move to agenda announcements. Abby. Agenda announcements.
Yes. So for September 30th, with Congressman LZ coming, so that is 2 weeks from today, he's going to go to Grand Prairie first, and I'm going to meet him out there, and then he's going to come here. We're really focusing on highlighting the dispatchers when he goes there so that he can meet, greet, and talk with them. And then coming here, really shining our staff, like really having to meet our staff and focus on getting the ins and outs and understanding of what we work. So we really want to utilize his short, brief time that he'll be here to talk with our staff and really get to know them, and especially all the great work that especially the technology and everybody does in this department, so that we can help understand, he can understand how 911 works, because that seems to be kind of a thing that we need to work on, is helping these congressmen understand how the whole process works, so that when we ask them for stuff, they know where it's coming from. So just want to throw that reminder out there for everybody.
Thank you, Amy. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments?
So it's okay if we show up, but we need to send the background so that they can talk to the people that y'all need to talk to.
You can say hey, and you can, I mean, it's not stopping, it's just we want to, he's got limited time here.
Yeah.
I'm just used to when congressmen come and visit, boards usually are invited, right, to come, and even though it's not interaction or presentation, there's, you know, a presence, so they see that level of support also, and supportive staff and everything else, right?
It's just that he's got a short period of time.
No, I understand that, but if it's orchestrated, like Rick, like, we might just show up,
you
so
guys
kind of expect
either.
This, because that's sort of how you do with boards and visitors.
That's fine. Molly, his assistant, is very much on, like, we have a very tight schedule.
No, I totally understand Molly, and I would say the same thing to her.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you send out a calendar invite for that day and time to the board if we didn't already?
So we did have one. It just pushed the time that he will be in Grand Prairie, so I'm just going to revise it and have it pushed the time that he will be here.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you, Abby.
And the second agenda announcement is Bill Paxton is unable to be here. However, the Moon Tower update is in your packet on page 23 through 31 for your reading pleasure. And lastly, under consent agenda, approval of the quarterly reports. We actually got this on here. It is not time for the quarterly reports, so please disregard C, approval of quarterly reports.
Thank you, Ms. Stafford. Any other announcements? No? Okay, do I have a motion to approve consent agenda as presented by staff?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Chief Aldridge. Second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Washington. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we'll pass legislative update since Mr. Paxton is not here. Move to the Executive Director report. Ms. Deckard.
So we have our monthly statistics, and they do start on page 32 with public education. And I wanted to highlight a couple of things with our monthly call volumes, which are on page 33. If you'll look at the very bottom, we have included the language line for accounts services and the Voyant services. And that will complete the Board of Action updates for y'all to look at. And then we have the, in training, we did graduate 15 students with their licensing in last month, and everyone passed. We're very excited about that. And we also have another licensing class coming up this month. So the demand has been a little overwhelming, so we're trying to make sure we can fill those and get those people on the floor as soon as possible. There are no Board of Action items this month. We filled the language line services or language services. And on page 39 is my alliance report. And one of the things that was asked that we inquire about what other districts do, mm-hmm. There are only a handful of other districts that actually pay for language line invoices. It is up to the individual 911 centers, PSAPs, to pay for those services throughout the state, and that is a service that we do provide. All districts that provide a language line invoice do not have an SLA, they use the DIR. That's actually out there, and then that covers really those three bullet points. Any other questions that I might
have? Who are those?
I'm sorry?
Who are those districts?
I can get you the list if you'd like.
I think it'd be helpful to know who those other districts are.
That do provide service? You want those? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Be happy to.
Did you get any sense for why they don't have SLAs? I mean, I know it's easier just to tag on and
because they're a service, like.
Okay.
The only thing I can compare it to is we want to get an American Express card. They're going to provide us with a service of how to use that card, but they're not going to make any conditions, or we can't go in and say, well, I don't like this, I want you to change this. So LanguageLine has a service. You purchase it or you don't. They don't make any other exceptions. They are what they are.
I kind of recalled in the presentation that, was it Voyance or AT&T, said they did have some individual SLAs with some of their consumers, and they were going to send that to us to take a look at. Because I would think that, I understand there is a, basic level of service, but when you're providing service to a host of different industries, one of those being 911, there has to be a certain level of service.
They do have different services for hospitals, governmental agencies that don't provide 911. So they do have different types of service, yes ma'am.
I'd be interested to follow back up with them again, because I could have sworn she said they had some SLAs with certain individuals. And maybe that's something we looked at, because I think we also discussed maybe pulling in the Alliance to kind of set a precedence for what that service level would look like in Texas.
And I only reached out to the Alliance. I don't know about the Councils of Governments, Regional Planning Commission, CSEC. And do you have any more questions for me on direct?
Are you through with that part?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any staff members that have received appointments this month? Like to one of the state committees? Or?
Yes, I do. I do have a staff member. Would you like to stand up, Abby, and tell us about your appointment?
Yeah, I was just appointed to for District 11 in City of Fort Worth for the Bicycle and Pedestrian Board. So I'm really excited about it because I'm an avid bike rider and everything, and so I'm very cognizant of how the safety measures go for the citizens, and so that people can exercise and take care of their bodies in a safe way as they ride or run or whatever they do on the trails or on the sidewalks in the City of Fort Worth. So very excited about that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you for bringing that up, Mr. Brunson. Thank you. Okay.
Any other additions to the Executive Director report? Excellent addition, but are there any others? No? Okay. Let's move to the TC 911 project update.
So for the Willow Springs adventure that we have been on for some time, we're making good headway. We've got one of the chilled water pipes that's in place. That's been one of our challenges for some time. We're actually doing some testing on that, and it looks like we're moving towards being able to kind of get back under our own power view and chiller out there, and that's going to be a substantial milestone for just making headway there. They started framing up on the second and third floors, so there is progress that is happening through there, and it's moving very quickly. In fact, faster than in some cases. They said, we're going to keep framing, and they said, we don't have any metal studs anymore. So the guys are working faster than some of the supplies by a couple of days. That's a good sign. We have run across a slight impediment where we've had some discussion with the power suppliers that are out there, and trying to originally, where we had with our architects and electrical engineers, be supplied by two separate service providers. We've now had one back out of that arrangement, leaving us in a little bit of a quandary. But working through that is nothing that should really slow us down. We're hoping to have that finished hopefully by the end of the month. But every time we, every Monday rolls around, there's a new challenge for us to deal with on a construction project. So we've kind of gotten used to that. But that's where we stand with Willow Springs. Any questions on that? Regarding core services, Sarah would normally be up. She's out today. We're working towards that. We're still waiting on one of our final circuits pending install. It's been a little bit of a challenge. We are having some mild issues making some progress, specifically starting with AT&T and getting an actual timeline for the hardware refresh that we're working on that is a dependency for us to be able to move to core services as well as moving out of this building. There's been some issues having to do with the strikes that have been going on with AT&T, but it sounds like that has since been resolved as of the past, I think, 24 hours. So that's a very positive thing, not just for us, but for AT&T and all services that they've got going on. But we are making some positive headway there. It's just not as fast as we were hoping for. But hopefully AT&T will be able to kind of regain some of their resources back, put them towards projects appropriately, and we can start making some better headway there in the next few weeks. So that's where we stand with core services. Any questions on that?
Questions, comments? Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. I move to purchases over $50,000. Start with RN24-024, the PSAP firewall upgrade.
Good morning. I've got, PSAP. This is to upgrade all of the PSAP firewalls at each individual PSAP. There are 36 of them, and they the price of $581,000 includes all 36 firewalls and 5 years of subscriptions and reports or support for them.
Questions or comments from the board on that item? Mr. Brunson?
Will those firewalls also work with other systems besides Vesta?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a lump sum up front payment for the maintenance.
Say that again?
It's a lump sum advance payment for the 5 years maintenance.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Comments?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Chief Aldridge. Have a second?
Second.
Is that you, Rick? I'm sorry. Yes, thank you, Mr. Brunson. I didn't see your lips moving. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Move on to RN24-025 PSAP switch upgrade. Monty?
Okay. Switch upgrade. This is for upgrading the switch at 17 PSAPs. There are 34 switches total. This also includes 5 years of support. And yes, they will work with other systems besides Vesta.
Questions? Motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Chief Aldridge, second?
Second.
Chief, by Mr. Brunson, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, RN24-026, admin switch at Willow Springs.
Okay, yes, these are for the administrative switches at Willow Springs for the server room to support our server infrastructure. They include, let's see, this is five. This is 3 years support and service and licensing. Two switches, two powerful switches for our server infrastructure for data center Willow Springs.
Questions?
Motion to
approve.
Second.
Chief Aldridge, second by Ms. Washington. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We will go ahead and move into executive session. Pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code, Sections 551.071, Consultation with Attorney, and Section 557.074, Personnel Matters. Okay, the time is now 10:40 on September 16, 2024, and we will reconvene into open session and move into public comment. Seeing that there is no public comment, we will call this meeting adjourned at 10:41. Thank you, everybody.